I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. And I guess it's appropriate for me to say, welcome to the weekend, damn it. You could be relaxing, you could be at work, you could be leaving work, you could be on your way. But we're going to blink and we're going to have NFL games. Saturday, Sunday, Monday night, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who have a losing record. I'll be reminding everybody of that for a while. And the Dallas Cowboys, that's the Monday night game. So it'll be a lot of fun to talk about that come Monday. Look, I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, and I have a good time. You want to listen to all 4 hours of the show? You want to move around this and that? It's simple. Listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind if you missed a minute, a segment. Simple. Thank you to everybody listening on our many, and I mean hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of radio affiliates all over North America. Shout outs to all my friends in Toronto, Canada, my friends in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, my friends in Hawaii. Y'all living a good life. Just out there, sitting in the ocean. What, about 1,500 miles from land? Good for y'all. I need to go. Shout outs to everybody listening here with me in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to all my friends listening in New York as well, where super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down. You want to talk to me? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. And Shep, they can find you where?
They can find me at the Good Shepherd _.
Yeah, good stuff, man. So we've taken a look throughout the course of the night through some big stories in the NFL right now, obviously dealing with the playoffs. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. The Packers made it clear that they want him back. Even though they offered him a $150 million deal last year, Aaron Rodgers just needs to hear it. Sean McVay said he's returning. We talked about the Niners and the Seahawks. I think the Niners will take care of the Seahawks. Obviously, I don't think you need to be a rocket scientist to understand why. We'll talk about the Vikings and the Giants. We talked about the Jags and the Chargers. And I got to mention this as well. And then I have to get back to that stupid Tutty the Pig. You heard me correctly. Tutty the Pig. Whatever they call him. We talked yesterday about Lamar Jackson. And the fact that Lamar Jackson put a statement out on social media detailing the issue with his knee, letting everyone know that it is not stable. Wide receiver, Ravens wide receiver, Sammy Watkins, of all people, decided to speak with a reporter and tell them that he still hopes that Lamar Jackson decides to basically go out there and play, because with him on the field, it makes them better. That this is something that he should try to push through and try to play, and hopefully he does. And I had to do a double take to myself, and I had to go, Sammy Watkins is saying this? Like, I can't remember the last time Sammy Watkins was actually good. Probably in Buffalo. Everything between then and now has basically been an injury. And so it's just absolute trash when you have one of your teammates questioning your ability to play or your want to. Sammy Watkins also brought up his contract. Just like, man, why don't you shut up and worry about actually being healthy enough to play football instead of killing somebody else you don't even play? Always hurt. What'd you do, Sammy? Oh, my calf. What'd you do, my hamstring? Well, what'd you do? I don't know. That was a little surprising. Throwing stones when you live in a glass house. When you're made of glass. I had to bring that up. That was just ridiculous. That's like Anthony Davis telling LeBron, LeBron, suck it up, man. That ankle sprain, not that bad. Like, who are you to say something? Ridiculous. Shut up, Sammy Watkins. Anyway, right before we went to break, was it Tim from Maryland, Shep? It was Tim?
Yes.
Yeah, he brought up the Washington Commanders. I don't know why. The next time I really want to delve deep into the Commanders, hopefully there's a sale. But for whatever reason, it reminded me of the worst thing that they recently did, and that's give the world a mascot. A pig. Major Tutty. Why is he a pig? Oh, let me be accurate. He's a hog. You know, Joe Gibbs, the Hogs, the offensive line. He's a hog. Why is his last name Tutty? Get it? Tutty stands for touchdown. He's an 8-foot hog with a hard hat. He looks like he shows no emotion. He looks like a gigantic pig. He looks like a joke. I never seen a pig look like a clown, but that's what he looks like. And I think football, and I'm like, oh, you have a fun mascot. He's just a pig. And then I thought about the other mascots I had to actually Google. Shep, everybody knows these mascots in the NFL. You know the Baltimore Raven. You know him, Poe.
Honestly, I can't lie to you in the audience. I do not.
You don't know the Black Raven from the Ravens?
No.
Okay, let's try this again. You've never seen the Houston Texans mascot, the Bull?
No.
The dark blue
I
Bull?
I know Benny the Bull.
No, I'm not asking you about basketball.
Right, no, I do not.
Okay. You know Pat the Patriot, the big Patriot with the big head?
No, but can I give myself a legitimate excuse as to why?
Go ahead.
For the longest of times, like most people,
right,
I haven't been privy to a local market where you see and devote time to mascots. I'm so fixated on scores and NFL red zone that there's no narrative anymore about, you know, that team's local fan base or local attractions. It's just scoring nowadays.
So you've never seen Pat the Patriot at the beginning of a game run out with the flag?
No.
He's a big Patriot with a big head.
I can tell you about the Andrewsies after 9/11 running out with the flag. I remember that, but not Pat the Patriot.
How about the Dallas Cowboys mask, the cowboy?
I can tell you about other features of the Dallas Cowboys, but not the mascot.
The big cowboy hat?
I can tell you about the real attractions of the Dallas Cowboys if you get my drift.
The cheerleaders?
Yes.
What are they like? There's like 100 of them now, right?
I mean, they're incredibly talented.
Are they?
They're incredibly talented, yes.
I don't know. I feel like they multiply like rats, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders do.
Well, listen, if it were up to Jerry Jones, Tony Romo would still be playing for the Cowboys, though.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that. Well, anyway, yeah, I thought you would know these mascots.
No, I don't think most people 40 and under know mascots anymore. Especially
40
with the
and under?
Especially with the NFL, yeah.
What?
Because of how we consume the NFL these days.
If I bring up the imagery, like I just told you,
right?
I don't know who the hell these mascots are. And then I Googled them, and I'm like, yeah, the Minnesota Vikings, the Viking?
No.
I don't know their names, but you see them, and I know who they are. Anyway, out of all of these stupid mascots, the Washington, whatever you call them, they have the worst one. Major Tutty. Hope he gets cooked. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin's calling from Louisville.
JR, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Having my cocktails. I'm getting nervous about this game tomorrow. Did you see the forecast for that game?
Yeah, which game? Oh, you're talking about the Niners. That's the team you like, right?
I'm talking about my Niners. Yeah, it's going to be a win-rain thing, man.
Oh, just give the ball to McCaffrey.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how many? You said you had cocktails, right? How many?
I've had a couple, JR.
What are you drinking? What is it?
I think, I have my lemonade with my vodka. Vodka.
Oh, vodka. Okay.
Vodka, yes. And I'm going to smoke a...
Whoa.
I invited you and Dave over. You all never come up in Atlanta.
Dave, yeah. Dave doesn't drink.
Well, I got water.
Hey, Shep, you good with drinking water?
I got water.
Kevin seems like a good man. I'll drink water with you, Kev.
Yeah, you drink some water.
I cook some good meat. Hey, that's going to be a smoking-ass game tomorrow. They're going to cook them. JR, listen to what I have in my family. You've heard this before. I got an Eagles fan, a KC fan. Mm-hmm. I got Jaguars, Bengals, Ravens, and Carolina. That's what I got to deal with.
And you let all these people these people in your house?
I love them all, man. I have them over a weekend. We watch football and I talk about you.
I don't know if I want an answer to that.
I know. Hey, I love you, man.
I love you too, Kevin.
It's gonna be Bengals and Niners. I want to see it.
Wow. Okay.
If I see that, I'm gonna divorce my wife. Because we have to get in another house. Yeah.
Kevin,
no more cocktails, man. Kevin. You enjoy the games, okay? Call me on Monday.
Thank you, man. I love you, man. I love you listening to y'all. Golly, every night.
Thank you, Kevin. What did he just say about it? Is he going to divorce his wife?
He didn't even hesitate.
He's joking. Good. I don't know his wife's name, but he's joking.
I wouldn't joke about that.
That he's going to divorce
his wife. I wouldn't joke about divorcing my wife. No, not on national airwaves.
Hey, Kanye West got married again, he says.
Really?
With no marital license.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on from Kanye. I don't know what to say with Kanye West. There's no good that comes from talking about Kanye West. I learned that the hard way.
With what? Well, you learned what the hard way with Kanye?
No, you can't because, here's the thing. Like, if we're being really honest, you made a great point about this.
What?
All the crap that Kanye West has put out there, and I'm a Jewish individual, so obviously I take a lot of the things that he said to heart, and I feel like a lot of it was maybe him being misinformed,
a dumbass.
Right.
And a jackass.
Right.
Both.
He's also been a trailblazer in many ways. He's an incredibly gifted musical artist. And so he's done a lot of good on this planet as well. Now, what I also have a real problem with is it seems like the tidal wave of Dana White maybe crescendoed about a 30-hour window, and then we all moved on, where Kanye just continues to get raked over the coals for something that he never did as harmful as what Dana White did.
Well, he disappeared.
Yes.
Until he came out, and now he's married.
Oh, are you being serious, by the way? He actually did get remarried?
No, with no license. That's
it doesn't matter.
I saw
okay,
in the news.
Got it.
It's like he's wearing a ring and he has a new lady he's hanging out with. And anyway.
I just feel bad for his kids. He's got like four kids, I think.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like North is one of them, I believe.
North, South.
Right.
Saint and
yeah.
West, West, Northwest, East. I don't know.
That family treats marriages like most people treat handshakes.
Where's Chris Humphries at?
He's been out of the NBA for a long time now.
Yeah, but where is he?
He's not in the G League.
This guy's like 6'10". They don't just disappear off the face of the earth.
And JR, he's not that old. Like he's like 36. He's our age.
Chris Humphreys.
He's still a relatively young guy, and
well,
Biggs.
He ain't do nothing but rebound. What the hell is he going to do?
Well, you're telling me Udonis Haslam, you know, knocks down you know, mid-range jumpers now and can penetrate
Chris
to the rack.
Was, Chris, you nobody's chanting Kim Kardashian at Udonis Haslam at a basketball game.
Right, but my point is, you have and got. Listen, he's a friend of the show. He loves us both. We love him cool. back. Rick Mahorn played in the NBA till he was 40 years old. He couldn't do anything else but play defense and rebound. He's a great teammate.
Nobody chanted a woman's name at him at a game either.
Right, but the point is, if you are big and you are strong. You can last in this league. Shout out John Sally. Shout out Bill Wennington. Shout out Luke Longley. Shout out a guy like Herb Williams. You can last in the NBA until 39, 40, 41 years old.
Not when you marry a Kardashian and get taunted at every game.
I see what you're saying. The juice is worth more than the squeeze. He's more of a headache than he is the talent he puts on the court. I get that.
Who wants TMZ asking Chris Humphreys about his ex-wife while the fans chant Kim Kardashian at you?
Well, when's the last time a non-hardcore basketball fan said anything Thunder-related outside of SGA? Maybe that's what they need.
Thunder?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
They need Chris Humphreys?
Well, listen, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's great, but he's not moving the needle. He's not moving national airwaves and headlines right now. And he's averaging over 30 points per game. No one's talking about him.
How do we go from Kim Kardashian to Chris Humphreys to the Thunder?
What I'm saying is, Chris Humphreys, even if they are shouting Kim Kardashian, he will make franchises a lot more relevant than where some are right now.
You just heard Kevin from Louisville ask us. He said he's getting ready to smoke, right? You heard that?
Yeah, JR.
Hanging out with him?
No, JR. You and I both know there are certain NBA franchises. Like, when is the last time? And you have a huge fan base in Toronto. When is the last time there was a legitimate conversation about the ascension of Pascal Siakam? It doesn't exist. No one talks about Toronto Raptors anymore. Nobody. Since Kawhi left, no one has talked about them.
What does this have to do with
if Chris Humphreys was on the Toronto Raptors, people would be talking about them. That's my point. You don't buy that. See, I know when you go silent, that's not a good sign.
Nah, just Chris Humphreys is useless. He's enjoying retirement, and nobody needs to remind him about his ex-wife, and the world will turn.
Well, this is the most Chris Humphreys has been talked about on a national platform and probably going on better than a decade.
Yeah, about 10 years.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. I'm sure he's in Minnesota somewhere, ice fishing. 855,
yeah. Huh? No, I was about to say they do that there. That's a fair point. They don't do ice fishing in Miami. I tell you this, but they are going to go sinking,
they are going to go fishing.
Right? Exactly.
They go fishing. No, they go fishing for other things in Miami.
And they're going to go fishing pretty soon in the season for the NFL.
The Dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, they're done.
They're cooked.
Buffalo Bills are going to whoop that ass. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go not to Miami, but let's go to Jacksonville. And let's talk to Zach. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Zach, what's up?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, man. So Major Tardy makes my Jacksonville look like the best mascot in the whole league. I tell you what.
What's the Jaguar? What's his name?
Jackson DeVille.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yep. But, hey, Major, I want to talk about my Jags. I want to say I think probably the most unsung hero for the season this far is Evan Engram. I really haven't heard a lot of people talk about him, but, man, he's been great this year for us.
How many drops did he have this year? Do you know?
It's got to be single digits, if any. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, that's what he's Evan Engram, before he got to Jacksonville with the New York Giants, he was known as the guy who would let the ball bounce off his hands or his helmet. I think off the top of my head, if I know what I'm talking about, he had about 700-something, almost 800 yards, and maybe 4 or 5 touchdowns. So he had a good year, very good year.
Yeah, he's been great for us. You know, the Doug Peterson offense is just he's helped Trevor out a lot. And I tell you what, next year, the Jags and Calvin Ridley, too. Let's not forget about that.
Oh, that's right, unless he decides to go on DraftKings or, hit up the MGM app again.
Yeah. Who knows? But, hey, I'm excited for tomorrow, and I got my Jags winning. Let's go, Jags.
I'll give them the game by a skin of their teeth. Thank you, Zach, for calling from Jacksonville. Appreciate you, man. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Let's talk to Dominique. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, guys? Happy New Year's. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this beautiful night.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm just sitting here hanging out. What's up?
Man, I think the Cowboys are going to win and upset Tampa Bay.
You think it would be an upset?
Well, I think the Cowboys are very predictable. I've predicted every single game from Green Bay to Dallas and the 49ers. Just pretty much I've won, picked every game. Tom Brady is not in his right mind with the separation from Giselle.
Uh-oh. Wait, so what are you telling me? You're psychic? Is this what you're telling me?
And no, I'm telling you guys, the it's just so predictable. The Cowboys win the games they shouldn't win, and they lose the games that they should win.
Well, they can't do what they did against the 49ers last year. That was an embarrassment. We can't do that 2 years in a row, can we?
You know what? I think the Cowboys are good. They're ready. They're just predictable. They'll go out and they'll beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
and then they'll get on a roll. I'm not saying they're going to go all the way, but I'm saying they have a good chance if they go out there and play where everybody feels they're going to lose.
No, one step at a time. I wouldn't call it, and thank you, Dominique, for calling from Dallas. I wouldn't call it an upset if the Dallas Cowboys lose, or excuse me, if they beat Tampa. And I know they got to go to Tampa, which is crazy because Tampa's the one with the losing record. I think Dallas will go, and we'll get a different result than we got to open the season. Remember, they pretty much opened up the NFL in week one. We saw Tampa Bay. They went out there, and they beat the Cowboys. And I think at the end of the season, and I think they kind of alluded to this right after, Dak Prescott was just like, oh, yeah, we'll see them again, and we'll get them. And I think they will. But they got to go through Tom Brady. Speaking of Tom Brady, he spoke to the media. And if anybody would know about winning and going to the playoffs, it would be him. And this is what he said it takes to go out there and win.
Two seasons ago when we ended up, you know, winning it all, there was a lot of really close plays. Last year, you know, it comes down to, you know, plays at the end of the game that, you know, they made and we didn't. So, you know, you're going to have to make the plays at the end. And it's tough because there's good teams and there's a little margin of error. And all these teams are well coached. They got good offenses, good defenses. They got a lot of good playmakers. Those are the best teams that are playing right now. And you got to play good if you want to advance.
Oh, well, thank you, Tom Brady. You got to play well if you want to advance. It's just deep, deep, deep analysis. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to come back from break. I ain't giving you no deep analysis, but we're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings, the Giants, and I'm going to get to more of your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but a long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, we've talked about a lot of the playoff games and matchups for this weekend, the ones that aren't going to be blowouts or ass whoopings, or expected to be. But we haven't talked too much at all, really, about the Minnesota Vikings taking on the New York Giants. And this should also be a good one. You have no idea where or how this game is going to roll. The Minnesota Vikings can give you, I don't know, 0 points and a half, or they could give you 33. They give up a crap ton of points in the air. For the New York Giants, they ain't throwing the ball in the air a lot. They're running it. Saquon Barkley looks like what he did when he was a rookie. Daniel Jones, people talk about him a lot. This man goes balls to the wall when he's carrying the football. He rushed for more than 700 yards and 8 scores this season. Excuse me, 7 scores. And the New York Giants are like, they're like gnats. It's just, They just don't go away. They stick around into the game. A lot of their games, especially early on in the season, they barely got these victories. And they're well coached with a rookie coach, Brian Daboll. And so they're in the playoffs, which is an amazing accomplishment. I told you two nights ago when I gave you my top six list of coaches in the world of sports right now, I had Brian Daboll at number one based on what he has been able to do with a New York Giants team that just plays hard, isn't the most talented of rosters, but they're even getting back some of their key defenders, Big Cat Leonard Williams, Xavier McKinney, shout-outs to Alabama, he's going to be out there. Azeez Ojulari, shout-outs to Georgia, he's going to be participating in the game. And so if the Giants want to beat Minnesota, regardless of how bipolar their offense and or defense can be, the New York Giants are going to have to keep it close, keep it ugly, and hope that Minnesota doesn't burn them with bombs. And I'm afraid that will be the case. I'm going to go ahead and take Minnesota over the New York Giants, but the Giants always find a way to win somehow or at least stay competitive. In Minnesota, they have an NFL record, 8 wins by 8 points or fewer. If you wanted to find a heart attack game where both teams are capable of giving you one, look no further than the Giants or Minnesota. This is a real wild card game. Minnesota could just blow them out, or it could be ridiculously close, ugly turnovers, all of that. You have no idea where this game is going to go. A rookie head coach, two rookie head coaches, as a matter of fact. You got Brian Daboll on one hand, and then you have Kevin O'Connell on the other side. Brian Daboll, he talked about what he's telling his team now that they're actually in the playoffs.
I don't really say a whole lot the night before games. It's a player's game. You know, we've prepared the right way. Now we got to go out there and play.
Well, I'm sure he's cursing them out in the room. Kirk Cousins, what can I say? Kirk Cousins knows how to specialize in one thing, and that's making money by being a good quarterback. Just being good, not being amazing, being careful. He used to drive Coach Zimmer crazy with his lack of aggression, how meticulous and careful he was. Instead of going out there and playing to win the games, he's just playing to be okay. And now he's a vet. It's not like he's going to play for a million more years. I'm not calling him Methuselah. And the Minnesota Vikings are also going to have to address their cap situation. And so some of these vets on the team are going to have to go. They just won 13 games. It's not a guarantee that they're going to do this for the next several seasons. And Kirk Cousins, been around long enough, hasn't won anything. He was asked if he is feeling extra pressure to beat the New York Giants.
I don't know that I think about those things. I'm just focused on, you know, the X's and O's, studying, you know, knowing the plan and being able to execute the plan. And the other stuff isn't really where my mind goes.
Yeah, he can't do anything. Kirk Cousins wants to win a game, and then he wants them, he wants all his teammates to put chains on him. Minnesota Vikings are also difficult, ridiculously tough to beat at home. I'm going to give Minnesota a victory here. It could be a very close one. It could be a blowout. The New York Giants have a chance. But I don't believe if they're behind in the game, outside of some turnovers and big plays, that they'll be able to keep up with Minnesota. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim. He's calling from Chicago.
Hey, our first time caller, long time listener. I love your show, buddy. How you doing?
I'm very well, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is being a Viking fan my entire life, people are always doubting us, right? And I live in Chicago as a Viking fan. I'm obviously from Minnesota, moved down here. But we never get any credit, right? And one thing you failed to mention is this year, I believe, we have 11 come-from-behind victories. So we know how to win in close games. And this is our year. And also, it's like I watch the game with my brothers every weekend, and they're arguing that Cousins is having his worst year. It's like you had just alluded to. He's being more aggressive this year, you know? And we're going to go out. And we're going to sweep through the playoffs, and we're going to win the freaking Super Bowl. We're going to get our first ring, and we're going to get this monkey off our back, and I can't wait. I love it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jim, from your lips to God's ears. I appreciate you for calling up from Chicago.
And I will call. And I will call back next week when we win.
Well, knock yourself out. I'll be here. Thank you, Jim.
All right, JR. Talk to you, buddy.
All right. Take care. Thank you, Jim, for calling up from Chicago. Yeah, that's yeah. Now he's gone. Look, 11 come from behind victories. Is that something that we need to be screaming about? I just told you at the same time that this is a squad that had 8 wins by 8 points or fewer. The Minnesota Vikings are just, they're really running the line. They're running the line a little too close there. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, these commercials in the studio, I mean, I got a million screens on. These commercials are crazy. Power swabs. We got people rubbing Q-tips on their teeth. I wonder how much they're hustling these people for. It's ridiculous. Power swabs. Thank you, ESPN. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about a lot of these playoff games over the weekend. We talked about the Chargers and the Jags. We just talked about the Giants and the Vikings, the 49ers, the Seahawks. We talked briefly about the Cowboys and Buccaneers. That is really going to dominate our Monday night show as the game gets started Monday night, a few hours before I come on air. So I know we'll have tons of calls about that game. And then we got other games where the Bills should smack up the Dolphins' 20th string quarterback. And then we got the Bengals taking on the Ravens without Lamar Jackson. And if we see Lamar Jackson, he'll be out there running around with one leg. So I'm ready for the playoffs to get started just like everybody else. Let's get to some of your phone calls before I am told to shut the hell up. And then it's a beautiful thing when Ryan Hickey comes through at the top of the hour to take you guys the rest of the way. So let's try to get on as many calls as possible before they cut my microphone off. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is here from Chicago.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, D.I.
Oh, hey, it's the Uber driver, right?
That's right. That's right. You got me. Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm good. You know, I'm just sitting here doing what I do every weeknight.
That's what I do every day. So I just want to ask you, will you tell me something about Kevin Warren?
Oh, Kevin Warren from the Big Ten commissioner who's now going to run the the Bears.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about him? He's a businessman. He also handled the media rights for the Big Ten. And I believe his background is also based in the NFL. I don't remember exactly where.
Okay.
What do you think? Is he going to go play quarterback or be wide receiver for Justin Fields?
No, we're going to keep our quarterback. We're going to keep our quarterback.
I hope so. And well, Ryan Pohl says he needs to learn how to throw the ball. If he does that, they'll be okay.
That's right. That's right. Then he's going to be all right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan. You drive safe out there, okay? How many more hours you got?
About 2 or more hours.
2 more?
Yes.
Okay, man. Drive safe out there, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
All right. Thank you, Dan. My main man. My main man. My Uber man. That's my Uber guy. That's my Uber driver. Alan's here from Toronto. Go ahead, Alan.
I was at the game in Buffalo last week, and I'm going this Sunday, too. I'm looking forward to it. It won't be any contest, but it'll be just nice to be there. And there's nothing wrong with going to a cold-weather game that you just dress up like you're going to the on an expedition to the Arctic. So it,
yeah,
everybody can dress up. You have to feel sorry for the players, because sometimes you get the weather that is so ridiculous that you all the things you need to do, you can't do. It's a horrible feeling. So I don't feel sorry for them.
They're getting paid, but go ahead.
Yeah, and there's no Vaughn Miller's not there, and DeMar Hamlin is not playing either. So Dean Marlowe and Greg Russo will have to pick up the slack. And their running game is getting a lot better too. Singletary and Cook are going to be
Allen,
called on a lot. So
this is going to be a warm up game for the Bills. They are going to warm up against the Dolphins, and we'll see if they can continue on for a Super Bowl run. So I think they're in excellent shape, man. I appreciate you for calling from Toronto, man.
Yeah, I'll just bundle up. That's all. You know, that's all you have to do when you go to a game in Buffalo in December.
Yeah. Somebody will be out there with no damn clothes on. Be out there shirtless. Tom is calling from Illinois. What's up, Tom?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Really enjoy listening to you every night I drive home.
Thanks.
I got a nomination for worst team sports mascot for you.
Uh-oh.
The Crab, the San Francisco Giants.
Excuse me?
The Crab. They had a mascot about 20, 25 years ago, and it was this orange abomination that looked like a real bad cartoon crab.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I remember this. Oh, my God. It looks like a venereal disease.
There you go.
Yeah, it looks like a crab, and not the one that you want to eat. Oh, my God.
Hell no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember them also switching over to the seal, which is in, I'm pretty sure with the environment the way it is, I don't want to be a downer. But, yeah, that crab was terrible, Tom.
Right.
All right. Well, appreciate you, man.
Thank you, JR.
Thank you. No doubt about it. Yeah, that crab was, oh, my God. I remember when did you say something, Shep?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I remember when the New Orleans Pelicans decided to have a pelican mascot.
Oh, yikes.
Their first try looked like something out of a horror film. And they had to go back and redo his face. They actually made a skit about it. He had to go have plastic surgery, and he came back, and he looked friendly. Good for him.
Yeah.
Mike is calling from Wichita. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm okay.
All right, man. It's good to hear. I just want to say, man, I listen to your show all the time, man, and really like your insights, man. I like the way you put things, and, I appreciate you every night I drive home, man.
Well, thank you, guys. If it wasn't for somebody like you, I'd be, I don't know. What you think I'd be doing if I wasn't here, Mike? What should I do with a different job? What'd I do?
Calling some games, man. How about that?
Oh, no, I hate that crap. I've done that before. But go ahead, Mike.
I'm a big Vikings fan, man. And, I'm really looking forward to the game this weekend, man. But, Cousins is going to throw at least one or two bad picks, and that's where we're going to have to come back from. That's going to be
He's not bad like Tannehill. He's not Tannehill now.
Well, but he throws at least one bad pick in the red zone every game.
Well, I say he'll throw two bombs to Justin Jefferson and it'll make up for it.
Oh, at least. Yeah. O'Connell's going to come out aggressive this game. I believe he's going to show everybody what he's really got in store for everybody. I don't think he's shown everybody his full hand yet.
The Giants can't keep up with them offensively. It'd be a damn shame if the Vikings lost.
No, he's from the Sean McVay tree, so I think this might be our year, man, with our rookie head coach and Jefferson playing the way he is, man. Everybody's playing out of their mind. There might be close games, but we figured out how to win them instead of, unlike last year. So
yeah. Keep the what do you need for heartburn? What are you, Maalox or something?
No, it's just a nervous twitch, I clear my throat,
Okay. Well, listen, just stay calm during the game. Minnesota will put you through it. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks a lot, JR. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. John from Toronto. Go ahead, John.
Oh, how are you doing? Glad you took my call. The last caller, Minnesota fan. I give Minnesota San Fran and Philadelphia. The odds up there for the National League in the American, both Kansas City, Buffalo, and, you know, the
AFC.
LA. Anyway, okay. Talking about Dallas, I think they're overrated along with Tampa Bay. I don't know if you ever saw a movie back in the 70s. It's really worthwhile. Your co-host there will probably know of it, even though he's only 30-something. It's called Dallas North 40. Nick Nolte plays the quarterback, and I don't know the actor who plays Tony Dorsett. You know, big part of the movie is the Dallas Cowgirls, and... Anyway, I've been around since the 60s. I predicted Joe Namath would beat then it was the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, I know. It's 63. I know. I'm familiar. Hey, John, I appreciate you for calling from Toronto, man.
Yeah, well, I listen to you every night, and I appreciate your input into the callers and the world of sports there.
Yeah.
Correcting a few people, I don't know where they get their information from.
Well, you know, I don't know, the dark web. I appreciate you, John, for calling from Toronto. Hey, Shep, you know what movie he was talking about?
I just don't think Nolte. I don't know if there was a real, like, caricature running back he's referring to, though.
I don't know what he was talking about. I like the way he knew I ain't know what he was talking about because I ain't sitting down watching no damn movies.
Well, what was funny was you could hear him the radio in the background, too.
I did, but it wasn't. It wasn't too audible. Was it bad? It sounded bad.
No, it wasn't. He didn't do that movie justice, though. That's an all-time classic.
What movie are you talking about?
It is called. It stars Nick Nolte, and it's North Dallas 40.
Oh, he said something about Dallas, and I was like, wait a minute. The only movie I know that has Dallas in it isn't appropriate to talk about on the air.
That's with the Matthew McConaughey. Is that where you're going with that? Dallas Fires Club? Got it.
No, there was a woman. Her name was started with a D.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
North Dallas 40 JR, check that out if you get an opportunity, though. It actually does put Nick Nolte in a good light.
What is the name of this movie? What?
North Dallas 40. Classic.
You trying to put me to bed?
No, I'm not. I promise.
Yeah, I'm going to fall asleep. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's over. You want to talk to me at JR Sport Brief. We'll be back Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Hey, I like this guy coming up next. He's Ryan Hickey. Your ass better not move. Thank you, Chef.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught! Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.